USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns.
President Biden at the White House on Monday promoting a new federal rule designed to curb so-called ghost guns. Biden adding that lawmakers should enhance background checks and ban assault weapons. Americans are increasingly worried about inflation. A New York Fed Reserve poll found consumers fear inflation will rise above 6% over the next year. The survey also reflected increased anxiety over job security. The Dow giving the thumbs down to Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 413 points to close at 34308. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh foods. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
According to a new report from Finance Buzz, drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump. The report showing they're spending more than 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is paying over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says women and children are bearing the brunt of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Women and children get displaced. Women and children get hurt. Women and children get raped and abused, and women and children die.
During her remarks, Linda Thomas-Greenfield specifically calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying bad things happen when men like him begin conflicts. Philadelphia is the first major city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate. The move comes as coronavirus cases continue to rise in the city. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
An order by former President Donald Trump called Title 42 that made it easier to deny migrants asylum because of public health concerns may soon be lifted by the Biden administration. The change is expected as the CDC says there is no longer a need for the order. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News that he lives on the border and witnesses daily why it should remain in place.
Mask mandates might even come up in parts of the country because cases are going up. But then we're saying at the border, everything is fine. That is a mixed message. And again, there will be a large number of people that will be continue to come in.
Three states have filed a lawsuit against the administration in an attempt to keep Title 42 in place. Condolences coming in across the world for a Schindler's List writer who passed away.
Mimi Reinhardt, a secretary in Oskar Schindler's office, has died. She was one of 1,200 Jews saved by German businessman Oskar Schindler after he bribed Nazi authorities to let him keep them as workers in his factories. Ms. Reinhardt typed the infamous Schindler's List. She died Friday at the age of 107 and was laid to rest Sunday near Tel Aviv, Israel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Britney Spears is announcing she's expecting her third child. This will be her first child with her new fiancé, Sam Asghari, who she referred to as her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.